idea.
No one's ever written a cartoon in 20 minutes.
Here's an idea.
Hey, okay, the stupider we get, maybe the stupider the script will get.
Here's a problem with that whole story.
We should be writing this shit down.
Here's an idea.
Welcome to Here's an Idea. It's the guys, we're the boys, this is Explosion.
Wow.
Fastest one ever.
Jeez. Nicely done.
Play that back.
And I'm Chris.
Play that back in slow motion.
Welcome to Here's an Idea.
That was even slow play more incoherent than the first time.
And I'm Chris.
He's getting slower.
Wow.
Hey.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Hey, it's Joel. I'm Chris.
Here's Dave.
Who else?
There's Rob. Rob is here also.
In regular motion, Rob and Dave. Give
sucking
it up.
You're listening to Regular Motion Rob.
That's your sex name.
Regular Motion
Hey,
Rob.
Hey, baby, I hope you're ready for some regular motion.
I hope you're
dependable. Give it to me slow.
Excuse me, miss. I hope you're ready for some regular sex.
Yeah,
I've got one speed, baby,
and it's 5.
I have one sperm.
Courteous vanilla. That's a flavor, if ever there was one.
Courteous vanilla. Unthreatening missionary.
Honest to God, straight to the face, by the book sex.
Straight to the face? That's not by the book.
One
mate.
Dick, one hole, that's it. That's home by 8.
No standing, no flips.
Nothing on my sleeves.
No
I do prefer to wear sleeves.
No riding positions.
When's the last time you did a flip during sex?
A flip?
Was it that good?
You just said
afterwards?
No flips? No, like you flip them over and then you go to his new business.
I thought you meant it was so good you went, yeah, and you did a flip.
I was mounted my goodly wife.
Yeah, like
and
one
then
of,
we did a, we did a backflip.
Oh.
My goodly wife.
Okay.
Like one of those dogs that, you know, do a little flip.
Yeah.
A little battery operated once.
Boink, boink.
Yeah, like that.
You ever fuck one of those battery operated dogs?
Yeah.
I take the batteries out first.
That way
it can't say no.
Oh, damn.
Oh, boy. That was the consent bell for 2019.
I don't think those things can say no with the batteries in. I don't think they have that feature.
Yeah.
They manage
Which means they can't give consent. So
they manage it.
You can't fuck
holy
them.
Shit.
Okay, that is so sinister.
About fucking robots.
Yeah, this Furby can't deny my advances.
Yeah. I love that Dave is like looking around his room and he goes, well, that speaking spell has an N and an O key. I'm popping those out.
Gotta take the batteries out.
Do you No, because he wants
to shut down the AI.
He wants it to go. He's like, hey, do you want to fuck? Yes.
There's no.
Yes, fuck me, Dave.
I do like the idea.
Well, you heard him.
Fucking a Furby in the face as well.
Yum. Yeah. They just get that glazed over look and go, yum.
I didn't hear it object.
Yeah.
Yummy. I love dick. Give me your gummies.
If you take all the skin off of Furbies and a Tickle Me Elmo, so they're just terrifying white plastic robots with huge eyes.
It's called Bugger Me Elmo.
Yeah.
All right.
Then what? And then you just...
You fuck them.
Oh, okay.
You just do the fuck on them. Fuck them.
There is no further
insinuation,
boys. It's just me playing with my wee robot soft toys. That's fine. With the batteries out.
Nothing illegal about that.
There's nothing illegal
this
about
really
that.
This really feeds into my theory that we're getting more and more warped from not being able to be around women. I've seen this in Mormonism before.
Yeah, we're all looking at bubble porn.
Oh, you see it all the time in Mormonism.
Yeah. I'm ravenous.
They're always fucking robots and
they are
digging holes in the sand.
Yeah, and holes in the sand, some grooves in a plated rock. Slide.
That's my thing.
You know, they go down devil's
slide. Grooves in a golden plate. Yeah.
That's why ostriches bury their heads in the sand so they can give the grind cunning lingus.
Oh, I thought it was so they could present and not have to see who comes
I
to
thought
fuck
it was
them.
Because they're thirsty.
Oh, you know the super horny Mormons, know what they do? They fuck their spouses for the purposes of procreation.
Whoa, gross!
Yeah. When you're horny to have kids.
What a fetish.
Horny for kids. That's the Mormon, that's the Mormon mantra. Yeah.
No, because the wife's like, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about what you're doing to me? And he's like,
no, I'm thinking of child.
I'm thinking of the planet I'm going to get.
Thinking of raising good child for 18 years.
I'm thinking of the fucking planet.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm so... kid horny for Mormon sex.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You get a boner thinking about those 18 years of Rearing and education. Education. No, well,
you're going to start with rearing.
Mormons don't do rearing.
Hey, Wall Street Journal, if you don't mind doing us a favor and clipping these to ruin our careers in the future,
please.
That'd be great.
How come everyone's incredulous at what I said, but Joel said he was kid horny?
Yeah. Well,
I was trying to condense what everyone else had already said.
Dave,
yours was just kid shocking.
Kid horny, adjective. A state of being horny in excitement for making a child.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with horny for kids.
Yeah. Horny for kids. Yeah.
Which is
Mormons also do that.
Yeah, well, some of them.
I mean, there's places where they marry them.
Hey, everyone's digging their own hole now.
All right. Well,
let's stay over here.
And then we're going to fuck it.
I'm going to cut a hole in a sheet.
I'm going to dig my own hole and fuck it.
Man. Doesn't it just make you want to start your own? I want to start my own kind of cultish religion, just to have fun coming up with the weird sex
have
motives.
Fun coming.
You know what this is like? This is like that Russian experiment that I don't know if it was real or not. The one where they
wasn't, but
people
it's a fun
suspended
story.
In darkness for like weeks, and then they ended up not wanting to leave.
Yeah, they craved
that's
it.
What Mrs. That's the allegory of the
She's
cave.
Keeping us right.
Yeah.
She's keeping us in here until we get mouth horny for each other's dicks.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly what she's doing.
We start a cult of sucking.
Hang on.
What? She's going to open the door.
I think you're onto something.
We're going to keep
she
sucking.
She just wanted some scripts.
No, no, come on, man. She's not doing anything with these scripts.
Yeah. She wants them lips, not them scripts.
No, I think she wants to see us create a religion of worshipers for her.
Yeah, I think she wants us to kind of see where it goes.
She is very occultish.
She wants us to make cartoons which encourage the pedophiles to worship us as gods so that she can do what?
Like, no, we're demigods at best. Yeah, we're like priests.
We're middlemen.
This is kind of like an MLM, but for sex and Satan.
Oh, like Nexium.
Yeah. Like
that's
Avon.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. I knew this girl when my...
must be nice.
Then girlfriend, now my wife... was in college.
She must be nice. She must be nice.
Right.
Yeah. She signed up for Avon or Mary Kay, one of the two, and they make you buy thousands of dollars worth of makeup to get started. And she left it all on her dash and it all melted.
Nice.
And then she still had to pay for it.
I bet it was such a great color. My mom was an Avon lady, and I remember just the majority of our furniture being Avon boxes.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Was it just
full
everywhere?
Recliner, full beds? All Avon boxes.
Did she sit you down? Did she sit you down on her knee and test rouge?
She
on
sat
you?
Me down on two Avon boxes stacked up.
That was your crib.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah.
Little Chris went, "Hi, I'm Chris. Welcome to Cribs. This is my crib. It's an Avon.
This is my
crib. Covered.
Sponsored by Avon.
Like, welcome
it's
to Cribs.
Covered in foundation.
MTV Crabs.
Welcome to Cribs.
Well, today's episode is a slightly bigger
show.
Can
it just be MTV's Chris?
Yeah, MTV's Chris. Yeah. And it's exhibit going, "Hey, welcome to my Chris. Here he is."
And then it's Chris going, "Hey,
oh, hey it's me again,
different Chris every
Yo,
week."
If you notice, he's got this skull cap on. Oh, it's the dopest shit.
I love that it's MTV's Chris, but I'm not the host.
No, you're the object. No, you're the object of owning. Yeah. Like Shaq is like, "What I got my Chris? I had a Superman tattoo put on his face. I used this Chris to place all my rings on at the end of the night. I put them around his head. His head. My last ring fits right on his head. He opens his mouth and that's where I keep my jewelry. Each of my fingers is the size of a Chris."
The man that has five Chris-sized fingers is terrifying to me. Yeah. That will be in my dreams tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just picture it. I want to hear how surreal it gets. Like, maybe I am all of Shaq's fingers.
Hey,
I've always assumed
with all my Chris's.
Well, it would be like the,
"I can palm the planet Neptune with my Chris hand.
You know why Saturn's in a ring? Because I dunked it."
Homeless. I've always assumed homeless people know when good places throw out food. And I feel like you would know when Shaq throws out shoes. Because you'd be like, "Oh, that's right. He gets new shoes on the 28th every month, and I can live in
that's
one of
true.
Them."
That's true. I love that, man.
Perfect.
You could watch it. He recently did an interview where, you know, the hot ones where he's eating wings. And the goddamn goof thought it would help if he poured milk onto his wings.
Okay.
Yeah. Something tells me that he didn't think it through.
He does have like an 80 IQ though, so that's
80 foot,
you know,
high
that's
IQ.
Of course.
I don't know what I'm going with that.
Hey, this is Shack Talk with
welcome to these boys.
Shack. Yeah, I love Shack.
It's the Shack Shack
with the Shacky boys.
We're shacking up.
I love Shack.
All right,
Shack
guys.
Can't fit in Shacky. A shack, and that's the irony.
I always assumed, I maybe have even said this on the podcast before, that before he was rich, he probably went barefoot because they don't make shoes that right. big.
They had to invent them for him, big shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has them custom made. And what I'm like, well, what did he do for the first 18 years?
Canoes.
Yeah.
He wore two kayaks.
Why not?
Lots of heel in those kayaks. Great for dunking
he actually,
it.
He wore a...
It's good for walking over ice.
He wore platform stilettos. Guys.
That's the opposite.
Guys, what are we talking about today?
I don't know.
You guys
are we supposed to write
scripts?
I kind of wanted to talk about what kind of sex cult we'd make.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
You know, because you can, like, with all the cults out there, they always have those weird, arbitrary kind of rules for sex. And it's like, imagine you have your own cult, dedicated following of podophiles. What do we make them do instead of regular sex? Regular, honest to God, straightforward, by the book, straight line.
All right, here's my first recommendation. Here's an idea. Since we can't leave and they're all over the world,
yeah,
each of them passes a fuck to another one, and then eventually they get closer and closer to us, and they give us
it's
that
like,
fuck.
It follows.
And it's like 12 diseases, too.
Yeah.
What if they're going the opposite way? Why is there this domino effect where everyone fucks each other?
Because there's only one spirit you can pass between other members.
And like 80 diseases.
Yeah.
And then we call that first guy, and we go, thanks for the fuck.
Is he like our Jesus?
No, we are.
Yeah.
Dave, do you have no experience with sex cults? I feel like you're in the woods on this.
I'm vanilla. I'm poking my head out of the woods. Going, hey, fella.
That's one of the moves, your head out of the woods.
Okay. What is that? Describe it.
you have a lady who hasn't done any maintenance in a while, wrap her legs around your head, and then you poke your head out of her bramble.
You just peek out.
You can also hide in the body, in the husk of a hollowed out tree, and in the darkness, and just stick your penis out like a glory hole, or your vagina.
Yeah, or you could hide in the husk of a hollowed out me.
I dated a girl for a couple of weeks, and her virgin looked a bit like a bird's nest.
Her virgin?
Oh,
her
really?
Virgin. Okay.
A virgin, yeah.
Like it looked all
it's 20 vagina. I
said
what it really is.
Put my balls in it, and they looked like two little speckled eggs that a cuckoo would steal.
Oh, no. Sounds like you guys were meant to be.
Did a snake come and steal your balls?
Yeah, he still got them.
His balls actually...
Wow.
The crazy, the creepiest thing is his balls like hatched. This. His balls hatched and the little Dave's
the
flew
little
out of
The little Dave's got out.
Well, you can't. That's why you can't let balls rest. That's why they're suspended constantly.
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't sit on them.
Enough, they'll crack open.
Exactly.
You got to push those baby ball Daves out of the nest eventually.
I love the idea of a snake with mumps. Where it's got big old cheeks going,
got big old balls in my
mouth. You're like, Snake, did you eat all the M&Ms?
No.
Snake, did you eat Dave's balls?
Yeah, no.
Didn't do it.
Snake ate my balls.
Yeah, if you're a snake, you can't lie about that to anybody.
No. And if you have a big Dave's balls shaped, middle center of the snake, you're like, Snake, are you digesting Dave's balls?
No.
Are you sure?
Didn't eat them.
Tell the truth, Snake.
Then you grab his tail and squeeze upward until Dave's balls pop out.
If your snake's eating like candy that comes in a multitude of itself, like M&Ms or Smarties, do you guys get Smarties?
Yeah,
sometimes.
No, we don't call them that.
What do you call
them? What a way to explain it, American.
Makes sense.
What you call Smarties, we don't have. And we do have a candy called Smarties, which is like tiny Necco wafers.
Different. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But
What you call a multitude of candy, we call candy.
Yeah. We what you call a sharing size, we call a hat size.
Yes. What you call a family size, we call a fun size.
Anyway, you can't, like, a snake's going to get caught out in that easily because it comes in a tube. Mm. And so you can shake the snake.
Oh,
I'd be like,
my favorite wrestler, Shake the Snake.
Shake
the Snake Roberts.
Here comes Shake.
Sorry, I'm late, guys. I was shaking the snake.
Oh, we've all been there, man.
Yeah. Are you saying you'd like use the snake as like a Pez dispenser?
Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah, you grab it by the neck and you tap it violently on the head until it goes, and shoots out a tic-tac.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're saying like, put a rubber band around wherever his butthole is so that nothing ever comes out the other end and he just becomes kind of a candy purse.
Yeah, I wasn't quite saying that, but then Chris kind of solidified it. So here we are.
Well, I think your food would kind of solidify in his snake colon eventually.
Balls. Yeah. You got to make sure to get him flushed.
And then he poops out my balls. Guys, and it's just like a little skeletonized rib cage.
The Yeah, an ornithologist comes over and gets the pellet that the owl coughed up and picks out the bones of your balls and goes, "Nah, yes. This owl recently feasted on an Irishman's balls. You can see here and here."
Okay.
The little rib cages.
If intelligent design was a...
Yeah, the little ball rib cages.
Yeah, little ball rib cage.
Oh, Jesus.
If intelligent design was a thing, why didn't they give balls little rib cage?
You know what?
Because it's dumb god.
I'd take them.
Yeah.
Dumb god.
That's true. The balls,
that's right. Dumb god.
The balls are the lungs of the dick.
Right.
Wow.
And my man lungs have bones all around them.
And your vas deferens are like your trachea.
And they're just exposed.
Yeah.
Why don't I have a rib cage around my trachea?
Hey, God, listen up.
Yeah.
Why not more rib cages?
Well, prayers, God.
With evolution, all we got to do is just do something with our dicks enough that it becomes necessary, you know, for survival. That's all we got to do.
Right. Well, last time we were talking about how they could be used as a handle, so maybe we should keep them curved. At all times, so that they eventually are formed.
Well, last time we talked about how we don't like curved dicks.
Oh, that's right. or naughty ones, or elbowy ones.
So you gotta... I
don't want a dick with knees.
You gotta pick your poison, I'm afraid.
Okay. I think part of our sex cult, then, is about how the bones that we don't have that we need that you'll get from God if you fuck the right way.
Wow. It's quite a promise.
Dear Lord, please grant unto my sheep a rib cage around they dick and balls. And for they trachea, please a plate of shelled armor to protect while fuck.
I would also like a flap that goes over my bum hole.
Really?
Yeah, and while you guys are taking orders, could I also get full hands and fingers and thumbs on those sheep? For the hand jobs?
On the sheep?
Yeah, okay. For the hand jobs.
Dave, I feel like a flap is not going to help you, but maybe something like a sternum.
In my bum?
No, over it.
What do you mean?
Like a hard, bony carapace that closes over your butthole when you don't need it.
But when I do need it, what happens?
It lifts up like a trunk.
So what's the evolutionary advantage? Stopping animals from crawling up your butt?
Yeah. It's like invasive species. That's why they're called that, because they'll climb up your asshole.
Chris, I think you're going to like this one. I want nictitating membranes on my dick hole so that things can't go up it.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Or like a sharp eyelids. Barb. I want a sharp thorn down in there in case anything tries to come inside.
What you need, Chris, is you need gills on the side of your dick. So if anything goes up there, you can just shoot it right back out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's man. Or I could suck things in like a largemouth bass.
Just like a puffer fish.
Like Rob.
Yeah.
If
hit that so much.
If the balls are the lungs of the dick, then you could be like one of those Jeeps that can go partially underwater because it's exhaust is up high. So like I don't know. Hang on. I'm thinking.
Wait, because normal people can't go into the water waist deep?
No, okay.
How deep have you gone into the water with a Jeep, Joel?
You put your dick up between your legs and it's a snorkel while you swim around looking at fish.
You can breathe your dick.
Yeah.
I love that dumb god went, they probably want to look at fish. Fish cool.
Why I make fish for if people can't look at it?
And then we're like, God, we put them in bowls in the house.
How are they meant to appreciate my work if they don't look at fish?
Go to ocean, look at fish, with dick. God, we just put them in a cage in the house.
No.
Dick kills. Go swim with dick to see fish God made.
Okay.
All right, man. All right, but then he's also doing it for the forest. How gonna see beautiful moose if can't breathe in for it? We can breathe in the... How? Give horns, give big long neck. Oh. No, we're fine. We can get to the oxygen in the forest.
Oh. the moose? He's yelling at a moose?
No, he's yelling at us because we can't appreciate his moose.
We're looking at it. It's fine.
Go look at elk.
We are.
I can see it. I can breathe fine. Need leg gills? No.
Maybe he's assuming that you're in a very condensed forest and you need to look above the canopy.
That's what he thinks, but he's wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like, God, if you gave us legs and arms, we can climb a tree.
Yeah.
No, need to be able to breathe tree.
To be fair, I'd rather just be able to extend my penis up above the canopy and
a parrot could land on
it. Like a periscope?
And then exactly.
A perineum scope,
I mean,
penis scope.
Wouldn't we all?
Sure.
I'd love to periscope mine into space.
I wouldn't say no.
Yeah. Fuck it.
If your dick could be a space elevator...
Wait, if the balls are the lungs of the dick, though, would my dick suffocate in space?
Yeah.
It would have to wear a
helmet. Sex cult is dumb.
No, it's not. It
doesn't make sense.
Don't say that. You're out.
Oh, cool.
Well, we got to worship dumb god with our sex cult. And there's signs of dumb god all over the place.
Oh, no.
I'll give you extra elbow skin
so your parents can carry you around by your elbows.
Thanks, dumb god.
Thanks, Shaka.
Can we finally get some art from the Podophiles? Can we have some art that we can, like a stained glass window style thing for our sex cult? Dumb God.
If you want to do an art and email it to podcast@explosion.net, we'll hang it on the wall.
Draw what you think Dumb God looks like.
Yeah, have him holding one of those sheep that we're
worshipping him.
Yeah, have him holding one of those sheep we were just describing.
One of those fuck sheep?
The sheeps with the flaps and the feet.
So do you go back to Dumb God and you're like, God, you gave us all these gills and lungs, but like, why did you make sheep's vaginas so soft?
What? I did not.
No, you really did.
No, you made them really good and soft.
No, that's not. No.
Not where it goes.
Not fuck sheep.
Not fuck sheep.
I don't know, man. It's
sheep,
all on you.
Sheep fuck bad.
I'm just bad. I'm just observing what you've made.
Just observing your work, God, and you're inside a sheep vagina.
You're meant to go into the ocean and fuck a fish, not a sheep.
Yeah, Dumb God, you're so wrong about all that. Do you think a guy fucked a sheep and went, surely God is good for having made such a fuckable soft creature?
And he looked up for sheep God and he saw a cloud and he thought, yes.
Yes, and he blessed me.
Yeah.
No, sheep God's fucking shaking his head looking at him. Come on, guy.
He tries to fuck a goat vagina and it's too barbed and bristly. He's like, yeah, that's Satan's vagina.
Yeah. This is the devil made this animal. To fuck.
Do you think David Attenborough seems to know a lot about the genitalia of different animals? Do you think he fucks each one?
So David Attenborough says
it's his birthday today, actually.
It is. He's 93.
Yeah.
Well,
happy birthday.
93.
Our gift to him is talking about him fucking animals.
Fucking different vaginas.
Yeah, his next video is his own body decomposing fast like that fox.
The decomposing
fox video.
Yeah, it's a very so famous video.
Here I am.
Okay.
As you can see, my skin has turned to ants.
Oh, he pre-narrated it. Okay.
My eyes are being eaten by ants.
Oh, a snake has gone off with my balls. He thought they were eggs.
My willy being treated kindly by a plethora of ants.
I do like I'd like the idea that Attenborough gives some revealing tell that he's not supposed to say, where he's like, and the dung beetle opens its back flaps to reveal its sex organs, which are quite salty when licked.
What? I'm sorry, rewind that.
Quite
salty on the human tongue.
You'll watch as this dung beetle rolls up a ball of its own dung with its eggs inside. These feel quite uncomfortable if used as anal beads.
Oh. Wait. Cut. What's the problem?
Sorry, David. Is that a fact?
Oh, it's a fact, my friend.
Is that a...
Why don't you see for yourself?
Yeah, look in my asshole.
Hey, you know what? If you bent over and you went, check this out, and you pooped out something a dung beetle made, I would just assume it was a shit.
Yeah, right, but then a bunch of baby dung beetles crawl out of it.
I'd be offended, but not for... the audaciousness of it.
It's a good party trick. Yeah, like you can impress a lot of people, make friends. You know,
holy crap, his hole's so tight he can make the perfect sphere.
When I was a little kid, I did not like to poop. I didn't do it as often as possible. Like I would go days and be like, not doing it.
Why?
But I just hated it.
I hate it too.
But if you told me that if I waited too long, beetles would erupt out of my shit, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I would live on the toilet.
Did you ever hear that tale of, this might be an urban myth, but let's go with it.
Hit me.
This lady who, she had for some reason decided to sit on the toilet and pleasure herself with the tail of a lobster.
No.
And days later, she felt a horrible pain down there, and she went to the bathroom, and...
An octopus.
Tiny little larval lobsters all exploded from inside her.
Oh, no.
Into the toilet. Into the toilet because the pH of her vagina was perfect enough for the eggs to be in there and to digest it. And
that she never
died
happened.
Of fright.
That never happened.
Look it up. We've all got phones.
I'm going to Snopes it. No! Speaking of lobster vagina.
I did get to look up that lobster vagina story.
Maybe Mrs. Eakin.
I just wanted to know what my friend Andy thought of the lobster.
Hello. Mrs. Eakin.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Oh, hey.
Hello. I mean, I shouldn't call you guys. That's odd. You are just boys.
Just wee high.
Just little tiny baby boys. How are my little tiny baby boys doing today?
We're so tiny that our dicks haven't even grown above the forest canopy to breathe yet.
Yeah. That's precious.
Hey, Mrs. E, we're thinking about making a sex cult.
Okay, I'm here.
We thought you'd be into that. Yeah, we're going to make the Podophiles pass a sex from each other and let a serpent eat their
testicles.
Across
the country.
Okay, all right.
And where do you want to be in the hierarchy?
Well, the very, 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 very top. I want all of the blood to kind of trickle down. Well, to you know how
being on top.
How can you be at the top and let it trickle down?
Trickle down bloodonomics is pretty simple.
Yeah, come on, really Reagan.
Well, you know also, how, like, blood the Mayans trickles used up? To like cut the heads off at the very top of a very, very tall hill. Yeah. Like, you know, the heads would roll down the stairs and everything. Yeah, I want that, but just like a water slide. Hey, let's start a Mayan cult. With the blood just going right down.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're going to want to sit at the bottom.
Well, I mean, I'll go. You're gonna want to bask in the flow. Yeah, not the top. You know, when I'm not.
I guess.
You know, sunbathing.
So you want a nebulous position that you could change at any time.
Oh, I mean, I will. I will rule all of it. I want to do all. Okay. I want
to
do all the ruling.
You get to move here. You get to move there.
Mrs. E, I know that. Look, you've already gotten onto us several times for being untoward and saying things that are disrespectful. So I want to preface this by saying that is not what this is. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right.
But serious question. Who gets to fuck that puss?
Well, first and foremost, you don't even know what kind of
is going stuff's on going on down there.
Yeah, we don't even know if you're a sea creature or not. Okay, that's all I need.
I imagine it's like the pit
explodes like baby lobsters.
Yeah, see, I imagine it's like the pit that Beetlejuice gets tossed into.
Oh, it's not far off.
You know, or like the waiting room that he's in when his head shrinks.
It's more like the sandworm pit.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I'm out. You get lost in there.
Okay. I'm first.
Oh,
hey,
no.
You didn't answer. Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't answer the question. Nope. Who gets to fuck that puss?
Yeah, because you do have to pass on the fuck. That's part of the sex cult.
I will.
You can't be at the top of a sex cult.
I will only fuck the penises that have been removed from their host.
Oh,
okay.
So once you guys are done with your weird whatever.
Oh, I'm done with it. Go for it.
Yeah. Not yours. I'm saying when you're done with the weird Dave's. Sucking and fucking that you're going to do with the cult members. Just
you would use our dicks if we don't have them.
If you could vacuum seal them for me, because I tend to like to make them last.
This is all very confusing.
Can we get a line item budget for vacuum sealers?
Can we get David Attenborough to explain this process to me?
Mrs. E, I like that you're on board that we have sort of fuck impunity with all of our slaves. that's cool. Mm-hmm. As long as
sounds
we tribute
like
to you, that's great.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yep. It makes me feel empowered even though I'm being subjugated.
Not, yeah, you're not.
And I know. That's how pyramid schemes work. I also,
exactly.
If I come to you with like a mouthful of boy eggs, which are the balls,
mm-hmm.
Of course,
and like sort of present them to you, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, can that be part of
that
it?
That would
or?
Be wonderful. And then you would turn around and I would flog you, until
nice.
All of your back skin is gone.
Okay.
And then I'll just push you down my blood slide. Whee!
All right. As long as that's on the last day.
Something's in the air. Everyone's horny.
I'm not.
I'm just.
No, I'm ready to get rid of my dick for the cause.
I lay eggs anyways. Yeah. There's no. I mean.
Yeah. For the transmission of spirit.
You know, but.
Yeah. I just want to fuck.
Can I just watch and jerk?
Spring does this to people.
Well, Mrs. E, we're definitely going to need to do one of those forest seances with the fire and the gowns and everything. Yeah. Can you pop out and can we like set them up where it's like we're going to summon you and you pop out?
Absolutely. And, yeah, definitely.
That sounds cool.
And I'll take the form of kind of like a Baphomet form, you know, breasts exposed.
Or,
covered in blood.
Or hear me out.
You know.
Hear me out. That sounds great, but what about this? What about Ouija boards?
Oh,
those are dumb.
That's a great idea.
Like, Mattel ones.
Why are they dumb?
Less chance of a forest fire.
Rob?
I'm just saying, like, you coming out as a multi-breasted hell god is cool.
I said dumb in the sense that you popping out of a campfire surrounded by us in robes is way cooler than you popping out of a
campfire. I do agree with that.
What about light as a feather, stiff as a board?
That's right.
What about Bloody Mary?
Oh.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, it's like Bloody Mary.
You really told you we're very somebody. Close personal Wait. Friends.
Oh,
I can
sorry.
Just invite her.
That'll help. Yeah. Hey, you know what's better than
a celebrity
one six-titted demoness god? Another one.
Exactly.
This is that's
She's
what happened with Nexium. You
got to
get some minor celebrities.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
I can get Candyman in.
Mrs. E, I love Candyman.
Got a few people up my sleeve. You know, little Freddy
hey,
Krueger on the weekends. We hang out here and there.
Awesome. Can you tell me something about Candyman?
You know, he's actually really, he has a beautiful singing voice.
I can
karaoke when, every once in a while.
When the bees hum while he sings.
When he fucks, does he incorporate bees?
I thought you
How
said you weren't horny. You
know,
said you were horny.
Do you know everything about all
I'm not
of
saying
your
I can't get
lives,
horny.
Dave?
Yes,
kind of.
It's called Facebook.
Yeah.
What was that? Sorry?
Do you know everything about all of your friends' sex lives?
We talk about it a lot here.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry for assuming Mrs.
Yeah, why would I?
I don't know.
Hey, Candyman fucks. That's not too much of an assumption.
Well, he does fuck. Okay.
He fingers with that hook.
He's got a, he's pretty popular
that's
with
that's a
ladies,
meaty hook, but, too, yeah, man.
Eek. That's something that suspends you for sure.
Well, there's a couple of 80s movies. Us demonic women, we just want our nethers to be treated like a
slab of meat
in the nether world. Just hung up world, and
let me ask you this, Mrs. E, because we were just talking about brambles. You keep that shit tight?
It's just vines and snakes, man. And
oh, so whoa. It sounds crazy.
It's like those Harry Potter vines that pull you underground.
Mm-hmm. It's like Medusa's vagina.
And mandrakes, just screaming mandrakes.
Oh man!
Yeah. Anyway, everywhere. Yeah.
I gotta go jerk off now. Can we hang up?
Yeah, I'm super coming.
Gotta go. Now.
I'm edging.
Go be a cummy boy.
Is there a large swirl of spirits spinning around it?
Okay, fine. We'll do a fucking script. Jesus Christ.
Okay. All what right. I'm gonna need from you guys is you're in a courtroom setting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Time.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right.
Three. I feel every day.
Yeah.
3 p.m. Good. 3 court p.m. Time.
That's very yeah. specific. Whoa. That changes my whole outlook on the
one
script.
One of you is on trial mm-hmm. for a murder that you did not commit.
Uh-oh. Oh, I bet I know who it is.
Intrigue.
3 p.m.
All right.
Dun dun okay. dun.
God all damn right. it! Here we go.
Serious courtroom setting.
Ding ding ding. All right, ladies and gentlemen of the jury and everyone else who's here, all you fuckers, this is my second trial of the day, and it's 3 o'clock, and I'm done. I don't give a shit. Let's get this guy in jail or out in the streets. It doesn't matter to me.
Excuse me, Your Honors.
Yes, Mr. Tobiah, what was it?
Yes, sir. If I may just say one thing, I don't really feel much for my chances on account of I don't think anyone here has had lunch.
Well,
everyone's in an angry mood.
True, Your Honor. It's 3 p.m. and ain't nobody here had a sandwich.
I can confirm so that I am unsatiated.
So
if there's one thing I can agree on with the prosecution is nobody's had lunch.
Well, I am the judge here, so I suppose it is my call. You know what? Let's take 5.
Oh. Okay, let's all go have a sandwich.
All right, no. I'll join you. Let's go.
All right.
Okay, fine. All right.
Whose car are we going to take?
Oh, actually, I had some pizzas delivered.
Oh, my God.
Here it comes.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. So, can I sit at the popular table over here?
Oh, join us. Yeah, the defense, the prosecutor, let's all sit.
We can put aside our differences for now, Mr. Prosecutor, your attorney.
Say, Mr. Judge,
yeah.
You know, now that we're sitting down at the same level as each other, I feel like we're going to get on pretty well.
I think
if
so, too.
If I may have a chance to impress upon you that I am a reasonable and decent person.
You know what? While we're being familiar, can I ask you a random, unrelated question?
Whatever, man. I'm an open book.
You ever done any murders?
No.
Oh, Judge, I would advise my client to put a garlic knot in his mouth.
Hey, this is just pizza. We're just friends. We're just friends.
May I approach the cool kids table, Your Honor?
Yes, the defense may rise.
Thank you. I would like to advise my client to take a big old sip of soda and then cram some garlic bread in his mouth so he can stop incriminating himself.
Well, it just so happens I brought garlic knots for everyone who did everyone who did a murder. May grab one.
Oh.
May grab one.
Don't take it.
May grab one.
I do want a garlic knot.
Don't take it. Tobias, don't take it.
Okay. I'm
Your
sorry.
Your Honor,
the defense says that I shouldn't take a garlic knot.
The prosecution.
Your Honor, if I could enter the judicial or the lunch well and cross examine the witness.
Hey, if you got a slice, then it's all nice.
Yeah, I have just one question.
That's the law here in Georgia.
I have just one question.
What you got?
For you, Tobias, if that is your
real
name.
Is it about ranch dip? Oh. Sorry.
I was wondering if you...
Of course it's my real name.
If I could have one of your Capri Suns. Is that cool? I didn't bring a drink. I left my thermos in my car.
Did you bring enough for the whole courtroom, Tobiah?
Hey, defense lawyer, should I get him a Capri Sun?
Might be good to get him on our side.
Okay, well, I got a pass.
I think if we share our Capri Sun with him, he might not convict you so hard.
All right, I just have the Capri Suns for everybody.
If I could advise you to write not a bribe on that Capri Sun in Sharpie.
Of course. And as we know, all evidence must be presented to both sides, so I'm also going to need a Capri Sun.
If I may also inquire, could you please put the straw in the Capri Sun for me? I've got a sticky hands.
Right. Let
me just take a big old stabbing motion.
Hang
that
on,
Capri
Tobiah,
Sun.
Tobiah, don't do it. This is leading to this is leading to witness.
Whoa. There we go.
Did you just stab that Capri Sun in a manner in which you also stabbed a human being?
Do
you
know it looked like the same projection.
Did you? No.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
I would never do that. I'm just trying to fucking...
get these jaws in his
Your Honor, Your Honor, may I approach the bench, Your Honor?
Absolutely. Witness
for the prosecution. Yeah. My name is Nathaniel Featherbottom.
You may speak.
And Thank I you. Am a blood spatter expert. Uh-huh. And I would like to point out that the Capri Sun has splattered all over the defendant's shirt in the exact same pattern as the blood that was found at the crime scene, showing the same force and the same stabbing radius. Oh,
very interesting.
Your Honor, if I may say my piece real quick here. Let it be known that I made a monumental mistake of going to a local blood bank and thinking that they were selling Capri Suns, and I had a quick old stab of a blood bag and accidentally drank some.
Your Honor, he has no proof of visiting the blood bank, and he has no blood with him.
That's true, Your Honor, and also he doesn't have much blood in him.
No, I mean, I have at least 8 pints in my body. Mm. I'm sorry for... do I present it to the court?
You might need to.
Okay. I mean,
do it casual, Lex, since we're at lunch.
That's Here. True. You don't want to get it all over the lunch table.
If you don't mind using this other Capri Sun straw.
Your Honor, these are not Capri Suns. These are blood bags from the blood bank.
The blood bank, which you robbed... And stabbed a man.
And I drank.
Am I right? Did I guess it?
No.
I don't know. Is that what happened, Tobias? Okay. Never mind.
Hey, defense lawyer.
Yeah.
It almost seems like you're not on my side.
I'm bad at my job, Tobias. You knew that when you hired me. It says it on the billboard.
It was in the disclaimer that
it says cheap because bad.
Yeah.
So I guess the defense rests. What about the prosecution? You got anything else for this guy? I don't think it's going so well.
I have one more thing, Your Honor, if I may approach. A napkin.
Yeah, opposition, if you can help me out.
You may. Go.
I don't think he's going to help you.
I don't think it's going to go great.
Nope.
Here's a wet wipe, Tobias. You got blood all over you. And Capri Sun, I think. Allegedly.
Uh-huh. It's on his shoes, too. You should check his shoes.
Yeah, look at my Zapatos.
Those are some fresh kicks. All right. The prosecution rests.
Thanks. Keep looking at him.
Well, that's lunch if we can get back up to our posts.
Okay.
All right. Wait a minute. I didn't even get to eat my Lunchables.
Sorry.
Should have eaten more or talked less. Let's get up. All right. All right. Well.
All right.
All right. Got my mallet. Oh, yeah. What's my job? Innocent. Out you go.
Bang, bang, bang.
Wait, hang on.
Bang goes the hammer. I'm free. I'm walking my ass out of here.
Wait, what? I won?
Well,
yeah, shit.
Hey, we won, man.
Between you and me. You robbed that bank and killed those people, right? Okay, I thought so.
Don't you dare double cross me now. Tell him that I said that.
But you owe me a fruit by the foot.
Your
you
Honor,
don't forget it next lunchtime.
I don't feel so good on account of drinking a whole Capri Sun of blood.
I also was a knife woozy. Sticking out of you. When did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Tobias, was to do with that it. You?
Wait a minute.
Oh. It was me. Tobias.
I love my job.
Friends. The end.
The end.
The friends.
Okay. The friends. Right, friend court.
So he was guilty. At the
friends
end
court.
Of it.
Oh, God.
Leaves it open for a sequel.
That's not the script that I wanted.
Sequel.
Sorry, boy.
Sequel.
That was,
you wanted innocence? Was that he was guilty?
No, I wanted him to be innocent. I wanted him to go to jail for...
Wrongly accused.
Yeah.
You know, we have...
Well, it is opposite day.
We do have a hard time comprehending stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you have really dumb suggestions, we tend to forget about them.
Excuse me.
Very bad brains.
You're excused.
When you have dumb boys.
Let me clear my throat a few more times and tell you.
Zip it, Chrissy.
My hairs are standing up.
Received.
Yeah.
Well, I just have to say, I'm not impressed.
I don't know, Mrs. E.
I'm not impressed, but
I feel
like
it was a hung
disappointed
jury.
Because it's like, you know, so standard for you guys to do so poorly.
It wasn't very sexual.
Yeah, actually, you know what?
Was it supposed
there wasn't,
to be?
It was, no, I'm very proud sexual, of you guys. I'm trying to think. Was there any bit of
no vulgarity, really.
I mean, there was a lot of blood. There was a lot of blood.
When I stabbed that Capri Sun, it was like penetrating a little tight one.
Well, before this degrades
into there's your clarification.
More of the worst conversations I've had in my whole life, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
I'm not happy with this script.
Kill
it
us,
is going in the garbage,
bye.
Just so you know, and you are all failures.
That's fair.
Bye.
We didn't try.
Bye.
We didn't try.
Well, we did.
So I don't mind.
That's fine. Yeah, the important thing is we did our jobs.
to some degree.
That right. was a solid 60%.
We did some stuff.
That got rid of her a little better than putting me on a blind date with her.
Yeah, that went on forever. Hey, like,
should we just get worse?
We could send you on like an hour long date, or we could just do a shitty 10-minute script and she goes away either way.
It's pretty economical.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
all right, guys.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know how
lunch?
I feel about that. Yeah, let's go get pizza. Let's go get court pizza.
I'm going to go jerk off in the corner.
Okay.
Sick of all this pretend pizza.
let's say goodbye before we further incriminate ourselves.
Goodbye, Podophiles. Goodbye, friends.
Check out our Patreon if you want to pay us money to be funnier.
Cyanide_and_happiness. No further underscores.
And check out all my killings. I'm the Zodiac Killer, and follow me.
I love those.
You can follow me through.
That happened
all
a little bit before you were born.
That's why it's the perfect crime.
Okay,
it's a time crime.
Oh, I see. Oh man, if you could do time crimes, you could do so many great crimes.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
That's great.
It's like
let's work on that.
Minority Report, right? But
yeah.
But reverse.
But the opposite.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, then delete your Twitter at Here's an Idea Pod. Send us an email at podcast@explosum.net.
Send us an email about what you thought of that last script particular.
Please don't.
Do you want more lawyer based, sincere action from the Explosum boys?
Do what Dave said and draw us a picture of whatever our sex cult looks like. I want to see that.
Okay. Chant all the cult phrases to us via email and,
And if you are on our Patreon, and you enjoy those post shows that we do just for the patrons, this one's going to be special because you're going to get an extra script.
That's true.
Yeah.
What a bonus.
Not good, but we did it. What a boner.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, bye. Here's an Idea is an Explosum production. For more comics, cartoons, podcasts, video games, and lots more internet, go to Explosum.net. Explosum.net. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Explosum Entertainment. If you have comments for the podcast, email us at podcast@explosum.net. Be nice.